when you're looking at what kind of business could I start creatively, look at existing paradigms like taxi cabs or like handy people and see how you can put your own spin on it. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about something that is, it's a sort of a dual-pronged question. The question is, how to get creative business ideas? Well, there are two possible meanings to this, right? Either you are a creative and you want to start a business, or you want to start a business that's out of the box, right? So let's talk about that second one first, if you will. When Travis, what's his name, and I don't remember his name at the moment, started Uber, when I heard about it, that people could just use their private cars, sign up, and take you places, I thought, holy moly. And the reason I thought that was because I had been under the taxi cabs are all there is paradigm. But actually, they aren't all there is. And I guess if you come up with all of the different parameters and business issues and legal issues involved in that, and you address all of them in the paperwork so that when somebody signs up to be a driver or when somebody signs up to be a passenger, then you're just okay. Like, I thought that you had to be specifically registered to be allowed to have like a limousine license or something like that, that allows you to go ahead and ferry people from one place to another. But it turned out actually you didn't have to. And I didn't know that. So when you're looking at this whole thing and you're going, oh, what creative business can I start? Then you have to look at it from that perspective of, huh, how do I take maybe an existing paradigm and turn it into something completely different and completely my own, like DoorDash and some of the other Grubhub, some of the other food delivery places that you can get, or TaskRabbit, which I believe was started in Australia, which is somebody you can hire that has been vetted a little bit, at least, who will come and help you set up your couch, which I have hired someone to do. And then there are people who freelance. I have a good friend who is a freelance handy person, and he does that kind of work, and he does an amazing job at it. So when you're looking at, you know, what kind of business could I start creatively, look at existing paradigms like taxi cabs or like handy people and see how you can put your own spin on it. And what do you need to do to put your own spin on it? Well, what is your unique creative gift, right? If you are an artist, for example, and you know that people are using Canva to create TikTok videos, which I didn't know until today. I created my first TikTok video today using Canva. Well, what if you wanted to hire yourself out as a freelance designer for people who want to do TikTok videos? And here's the thing. People are supposed to, according to those in the know, have 4 TikTok videos a day. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that challenging, right? So what if you as an artist went, oh, I can make myself a freelancer creating these 4 TikTok videos a day for my clients, right? You could be a client, you could have a client who would hire you to create these 20, or maybe it's even 28 videos a week if you also create on Saturday and Sunday that all pertain to their business, right? So you would get their parameters. You would ask them to put themselves on video somehow, saying some of the things that they need to say for their business. But also, let's say their business is a yoga studio. Well, they wouldn't just necessarily have to go and talk about yoga all 28 videos a week. Maybe you could do a peace of mind video or an invite people to meditate video, or this is how you do this particular mudra video. And a mudra is this sort of hand position that you can use to move energy in your body a slightly different way. Most people are familiar with Anjali Mudra, which is the prayer position. You put your hands right together in front of your heart, and it's about peace. There's other mudras which are all about energy. And so if somebody has a yoga studio and what they want to do is have these TikTok videos done, but they don't have time to do it. And if you're a creative person and you can do the Canva audio production and video production, which shouldn't be hard because Canva provides so much of it for you, well, then you go through and you get clients to actually make their TikTok video so that they can do their 28 videos a week, but it won't be them doing it, and they save time, and you can have, I would imagine, a really good business doing something like that. So it is a business that uses your unique ingenuity, your unique creative gift. And it's a business that helps a lot of business owners that simply don't have time to make all their TikTok videos themselves. And so, you know, you might not do all 28 because maybe one video a day would be them being personal, right? So something personal in their life that they do. So, for example, I put together a TikTok video on Friday when my husband and I went to the Museum of Modern Art here in New York City. And they do this wonderful thing. Every first Friday, New York City residents can come. You can buy tickets, but the tickets are free. So you can get tickets to go into the museum for free. We spent almost 4 hours just on one floor of one wing. And we're going to go back every Friday until we go through the whole museum to do this every first Friday. So it's going to take us months, and I'm very delighted about it. But there was this one painting of a woman in this almost ballet pose. And I was looking at the painting and I was enjoying the painting, and these people came by, and one of them was a dancer, and a friend of his said to him, and I'm a shameless eavesdropper, which is how I know this. And one of the friends said to him, "Hey, can you do that?" And the guy went, "I think I can." And so he sort of stood in front of it for a second. He prepared, and then he struck the pose. And I, being me, went, "Oh, I so need this." So I snapped some photos of him. I didn't record video, but I snapped photos of him in every stage. And then I created the TikTok video all about that. And just like, hey, sometimes you just have to dance, right? And so I titled it "Dance Like No One's Watching," that, you know, "Love Like You've Never Been Hurt, Sing Like No One's Listening," all of that poem thing. But, and I titled it "Dance Like No One's Watching" because I think we all need to. I dance around my living room every day. And so I created this TikTok video that's all about that, that sort of encourages that dance like no one's watching. That's personal to me, right? It's still sort of about my business because I work with people to unlock and unleash their creativity and their ingenuity. And when I go into a company, that's kind of what I do. I want them to really supercharge that part of themselves. And I love, love, love doing it. And it's really, it's amazing. As an aside, I was just featured in an article on this event planning article, this corporate event planning article, all about how different people are doing their in-person and virtual conferences, the event planners, how they're planning them. And they put me in the article, which I just thought was wonderful. And I love that I was able to get in it. But the point is that when I talk about this stuff in the companies and organizations, I always go from that lens of, hey, we're all creative. We all have this ingenuity. Well, when I was at the Museum of Modern Art, sort of filling my own creative well, because that's one of the things that fills it, is being in creative space like Museum of Modern Art. And I saw this moment of sheer creative joy happening. I had to chronicle it. And then I was able to put that in my TikTok video. Now, if I were someone who had a business doing that and creating TikTok videos for other people, that would be a way to do it. I could snap different images of New York City, which of course is the city itself is incredibly photogenic. But do you see what I mean? I could create that because that's my own unique creative gift. Somebody else might have a unique creative gift with writing jingles. Well, hire yourself out writing jingles. Or if you're a voiceover artist, you can do that. Or if what you could do is juggle, well, hire yourself out to, you know, what are the different ways that you can create a creative business? Find your creative gift and see who needs that, right? That's the thing that we are sometimes missing. When you're trying to come up with your business idea, you can do that paradigm that I mentioned earlier. Hey, you can find something that's already working, but come up with your own unique creative spin to make it work even better, like Uber, like Lyft, like some of the other taxi sort of services or the food delivery services. You can find your own creative spin on something that already exists, sort of stand on the shoulders of giants. But if you're a creative and what you want to do is start your business as a creative, then you have to sort of think about, hey, what are the things that I'm good at? And what of those things does the world need? And then more importantly, what of those things will they pay me for, right? Because you can make a business, and if nobody pays you for it, then it's not really a business, it's a hobby. So what you want to do is you want to figure out, where does that intersect? And that, I've talked about this before in episodes, that's the concept of ikigai. It's a Japanese concept of finding your purpose. And that is when you find what you love, you cross-reference it with what you're good at. You cross-reference those two things with what the world needs. What problem does it solve? And more importantly, what the world will pay you for, right? And the intersection of all four of those things is your purpose. So make that list for yourself. What do I love to do? What am I good at? What does the world need? And what will they pay me for? Out of all those things, where that crisscrosses, where it all intersects, is your purpose. It's where to find that creative business. So let's say your creative talent, and maybe it is, maybe it's singing. There we go. Let's say you want to start a singing creative business. Now, you can do what I do. You can work with booking agents. And my book called Get Booked is coming out soon. And it's going to be all about how to work with booking agents to get yourself booked as a performer. So let's say you are, and I'll let you know, believe me, I will scream it from the rooftops when that book is about to come out. It's going to come out sometime this summer. Anyway, so when you're doing that, when you're working as a creative, you can do it that way. You can polish up your skills, bring out your demo, contact booking agents, and go. And that'll make you a freelance performer, and you can get work doing that. You can do like I did and form a holiday caroling group, the Philosopher's Tones gig all over the Eastern Seaboard, and we're seasonal, right? We almost never do holiday caroling gigs in May, but sometimes. And like Christmas in April, or Christmas in July, we get booked for those. And so, yeah, you can do that. You can start your own group, your own band. You can decide that you want to do jingles, and you can create a demo of your jingles and send it out to video production companies and advertising agencies and say, hey, I'm a freelance jingle either writer or jingle singer, jingle vocalist. I'd love to get booked. You can do the Upwork and Fiverr route too and become a freelancer that way. There are lots of different ways that you can take your creativity and then move it out into sort of entrepreneurship so that you are a creative entrepreneur. Those are different ways that you can put yourself to work using your unique creative gifts. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode on how to get creative business ideas and how to begin creative businesses. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you, oh, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create a little bonus. I am going to put, I think, my commercial demo, my voiceover demo, that's one of the things that I do. It's one of my creative businesses. I'm going to put my commercial demo as a bonus in buymeacoffee.com/IsoldeT. So if you join the Coffee by the Water Club, you can grab that video and see how I created mine. Now on that video, just so you know, it's audio, it's an audio file. On that audio, not only did I do all the voiceovers, I also composed all the music. That's another thing, another creative thing that I do, that when people want music composition, they contact me and I compose the music for the background of their videos or their audio or their podcast intro and outro, which is another, by the way, another creative business you can do if you are good at music production or voiceover. You can become somebody who does intro and outro stuff for people's podcasts. There are millions of podcasts out there, and not everyone wants to do their own intro and outro, so be aware that that can be a thing. You can do that if that's your gift. Depending on you going through that ikigai that I was talking to you about, you can figure that out for yourself, and then start generating ideas based on what you're good at. And by the way, and I know this has all of a sudden become a longer episode, but I do want to say that don't try to go, this is the one idea and this is the only idea I'm going to pursue. Brainstorm. Give yourself 5 minutes to write down every idea, every wacky, crazy, nutty idea that you can think of that would use your particular unique creative gift, and then winnow down. Don't just go with one and that's it. Don't get stuck on one. Allow the world to be your oyster mushroom, as I say. Alrighty, join the Coffee by the Water Club if you want to hear my commercial demo. Contact me with any questions, and I am going to see you again or hear from you or talk to you tomorrow. All right, take it easy, and remember, be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.